Blog Talk Radio.
The Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and Attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, presents The Michael Van Tool Show with jazz poet Michael Van Tool. Attorney Johnny Hawkins, also known as the Warrior Lawyer, is a nationally recognized personal injury expert also specializing in serious trucking and auto-related accidents, police misconduct, civil litigation, and probate law. Call the Warrior Lawyer, Johnny Hawkins, today at 248-567-9990. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, LLC. Experts in business support services dedicated to building your customer base. Call 248-516-8300. And now, Cap Tech graduate, former banker, community worker, published author, and recording artist, Michael Van Tool.
Good morning. Thanks for waking up with us. The Michael Van Tool Show is produced in cooperation with Community Highlights and Detroit Spiritual Ambassador Missionary Hattie Humphrey. We're here every Sunday at 9 a.m. on blogtalkradio.com. The Michael Van Tool Show is brought to you by the law offices of Warrior Lawyer Johnny Hawkins and Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet, home of Regina the Queen of Car Loans, and Ram Insurance and Financial Services with Brenda Odom from Ram Insurance. And the Sunday morning team is here. Good morning, Kimberly Batchelor Davis.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. And good morning, Detroit, on this beautiful Sunday morning.
And we appreciate your time and talent, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, author, speaker, podcaster. We appreciate you and your input on the program. Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, minister, songstress, devotional leader. What else? Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews, good morning.
Good morning, Michael Van Tool. Good morning to our amazing Sunday morning team, and good morning to our listening audience.
Absolutely. It's great to hear you, and we're hoping that our political analyst and home care advocate, Henrietta Ivey, jumps on the line. I know she was up earlier listening to our early broadcast this morning, so I know she's up, but, you know, she's got her business, and they have clients on Sundays, too. So we hope she's listening. Look, we almost started the show early this morning. Kimberly, I was just saying, and we've got news and weather coming up and some other information, too, and we're going to open up phone lines later. But I was feeling so bad a couple of days earlier this week. I had to go get a COVID test just to make sure that I was okay. I mean, that's how things are nowadays. I had some of the symptoms. I had a scratchy throat. I had headaches. I had fatigue, runny nose, all that. And I was like, okay, I hope I didn't get through all of this to get it now. So I went and got my test. It was negative. Thank God it was negative. But,
amen.
You know, but it said like the power of the mind, because after that, when it said negative, all of a sudden, I guess maybe I was so happy and excited that I started feeling better already. So, all right. Henrietta Ivey, our political analyst. Good morning, Henrietta.
Good morning, Michael. Good morning, Sunday morning team. Good morning, Detroit. It's a beautiful day.
It sure is. It sure is. And as I was saying, we got news and weather coming up. Kimberly Batchelor Davis, just say something. We were just talking about, you know, we were talking about school, and then I thought about me taking the COVID test because I felt bad and all that kind of stuff, and it was obviously negative. But what are handling, how's school right now? Because you have school-age kids.
Yes, I do have school-age kids, and you're right. We were talking, and I'm so happy that your COVID test was negative. COVID is still running rampant, so we all need to do what we can to protect ourselves. So make sure we mask up, wear our gloves, use hand sanitizer, practice social distancing. My kids are in school, and they're doing all of those things. They are at a school that practices mask mandates, which is appropriate. So they wear a mask all day, each day, all day. They do have what they call a mask break, where they go outside and they social distance and they're able to take their mask off for a minute or two and then they go back to class. However, we're going into the third week of school. We've already had three COVID confirmations in their school. One has been in my oldest son's class, which thankfully he was not exposed to the person because they've been doing contact tracing. So what they're doing, from what I understand in school, is that if someone comes down with COVID or contracts COVID, they contact the people that sit closest to them. They're supposed to be doing social distancing in the classes, but with 30 kids, I'm just going to say it's a little bit difficult, but the way they have the kids situated, where they have them sitting in rows instead of at tables, which some schools do that, some don't. Even for older kids, you sort of sit in a classroom-style setting like we do in meetings. They have gone back to the traditional everybody sits in a row, and so you can space the rows out a little bit more to give them distance. However, if someone – it does. However, if someone contracts COVID, you know, whoever is sitting closest to them, those are the people they're contacting. The situation that's happening – is that parents get notified and then we get, you know, we get concerned because my husband and I called the school and we were like, okay, wait a minute. There was a transmission in his class. And they said, yes, you guys weren't affected because he doesn't sit close to this person. So we contacted the people that sit closest to him. But as I was saying to Michael earlier, it is still unnerving. It feels normal because we're back in our routine of getting up and going to school and coming home and doing homework and getting to bed and doing all the things that we need to do. But there still is this unnerving feeling of there is something hovering over us, and that's COVID. So I just tell everyone to just pack your patience. You know, this is going to be an interesting school year. And I'll leave us with a scripture. Philippians 4 and 6 says, don't be anxious about anything. Rather, bring up all of your requests to God and your prayers and petitions, along with giving thanks. I give thanks every time I pick my kids up, and I pray to God that he covers our children as they go to school.
Great. Thanks for that update.
Amen.
Thanks for that update, Kim. We appreciate that.
No problem.
All right. We've got news, weather, opening up phone lines in a few minutes, and we'll be right back with the latest news and information and weather right after these messages.
Whether you're buying your first home or planning for retirement, RAM Insurance and Financial Services have got you covered, literally. We're a full-service, family-owned and operated, independent insurance agency that offers all-encompassing services for our clients. Here, we work with different companies to keep you protected. We operate through holistic planning, keeping you safe through all of life's milestones, from auto, home, life, and health, business, or retirement services. It's all about you.
At RAM Insurance and Financial Services, it's about relationships, not transactions.
Have you or a loved one been seriously injured in a motor vehicle-related accident? Then make your first call count. Call Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. With Johnny Hawkins, a nationally recognized super lawyer, he cares, and his primary focus is on providing exceptional service to each client, and not just winning big. For your free telephone consultation with Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer, simply call 248-567-9990. Again, that's 248-567-9990. Support Black excellence by allowing Black excellence to support you through service.
And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we are back. I want to thank those who are listening online on blogtalkradio.com and also those who have dialed in on 563-999-3557. In the news this morning, Hakeem Berry, Detroit's chief operating officer, had great news Saturday regarding the area of Dearborn and Ford Streets in southwest Detroit. Progress is being made in efforts to secure the site of ground shift in Detroit. No more major movement under the pavement has occurred for about a week, Berry said. The ground mysteriously opened up September 12th, which caused a lot of destruction. For days, several crews have been working around the clock to figure out what happened. We'll be completing our boring over the weekend. That's where we'll be doing various soil samples, about 100 feet. Barry said, we look to start excavating sometime early next week. Then we can get into more of what's underneath there and what's causing the problems. But neighbors also complain about a strong odor in the area. Barry said that that issue is now fixed. There was an initial minor gas leak that DTE repaired within the first day or so, Barry said. Rashida Tlaib, Representative Rashida Tlaib, and Detroit City Council member Raquel Castaneda Lopez pushed Friday for the city to evacuate nearby residents until the site is safe and secure. You know, a local business was destroyed when the foundation was raised and shifted off its foundation to the point that it was destabilizing the building. It's no longer safe to use the building, and if not, it might have already been demolished because it would have collapsed. This is just one of a number of constant environmental catastrophes that have occurred in Southwest Detroit over the past decade, even longer. But it's just unfortunate that the people in Southwest Detroit continue to have to deal with these environmental disasters. I think Representative Rashida Tlaib is correct that let's move those people out of there. And they have no idea what happened. They said it wasn't an explosion. But if you see how high that ground, the streets were lifted up, you would think that there had to be, I don't know what you would call it, but it raised the street so high, it had to be something similar to an explosion. I don't know. I'm not one of those environmental engineers, but it took a lot of power to lift that street up and shake that building off its foundation. We'll be interested to find out what happened. In the wake of Hurricane Ida, the pummeling rain that hit cities up and down the East Coast at the start of September overwhelmed strong storm drains, poured into subway stations, and filled basements like bathtubs. The devastating human toll is well known. Less clear is what happened to the tens of thousands or hundreds of thousands of rats. It's impossible to know how many rats are in a city, probably in the order of millions in New York City, or how many were lost during a major storm. Experts agree that where Ida dropped record-setting rainfall, many rats living in storm sewers would surely have been killed. No, they wouldn't. Rats survive. In New York City, 3.2 inches of rain fell in a single hour on September 1st. Perhaps hundreds of thousands of rats were crushed or drowned in the deluge, and dead rats have been spotted washing up on city beaches. But rats have survived all this time. A storm like that's not going to hurt them. If there's a mysterious thing happening in New York City, hundreds of birds have been fatally colliding into skyscrapers in New York City this week. I don't know if anybody has been hearing these strange stories. A volunteer for New York City Audubon described her experience documenting and collecting the dead birds as overwhelming. As soon as I got to the buildings, the birds were everywhere on the sidewalk, volunteer Melissa Breyer said. Hundreds of birds fatally collided into skyscrapers in New York City this week. An overwhelming event caused partly by inclement weather, but a persistent issue in the city. A New York City Audubon volunteer highlighted the mass casualty event in a series of tweets on September 14th and 15th, documenting 291 dead birds. When you have 226 dead window-struck migratory birds in one morning, it's hard to get them all in one photo. Strange. All right, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, let's go to you.
All right, so I have a feel-good. So I know you've had work in your home, and Christy and Henrietta, I know you have as well. Have you ever met someone who was working on your home and they sang and you enjoyed what they were singing? Has that ever happened to you?
No, not in my house, mm-hmm. No.
Really? Oh, my goodness. Mm-mm.
Nope.
So a plumber has landed a record deal after a music mogul heard him singing while he fitted his bathroom. A plumber is flush with success after he landed a record deal when a music mogul heard him singing while he fitted his bathroom. 49-year-old Kev Crane spent 6 weeks installing a new suite at the home of Paul Connolly, completely unaware that he was the owner of a record label. Kev would spend his working days singing along to his favorite tunes on the radio, including David Bowie and Meatloaf. Record company boss Paul was so impressed with his dulcet tones, he gave him a deal, and now he's made his first album. Kev says he was shocked when Paul offered him a chance to sign on to his new reality records, which he has artists from Brazil, New York, and Britain. Son Kev of Leicester in England said, "I got a call to go and quote some bathrooms. I thought fair enough." He said he started work at Paul's house, and he likes to sing while I am working. And he pulled me over to the living room one night for a conversation about my singing voice. I started telling him that I love music. I used to be in a band and had written an album, but it was more of a hobby, really. I was shocked when he said he wanted to hear it. I sent him the album on a Friday night, and I thought, if I don't hear from him over the weekend, I can just go back to work with him on Monday and just carry on fitting his bathrooms. Kev used to be in a cover band called The Reprise in the 1990s, covering bands like Depeche Mode, as well as writing his own music. But after two unsuccessful auditions for the popular UK TV show Fame Academy and Stars in Their Eyes in the early 2000s, he decided to give up. Then Paul said he really liked the album. He wanted to sign Kev up to his label. Kev says, "I carried on working at his house and at the same time finishing my album in the recording studio. It's overwhelming. Those first tracks are now being released online weekly up until Christmas." He says, "My wife has been so overwhelmed by it all," says Kevin, "tears about it. Good tears, because she knows it's my passion. After the full release of this album, Why Can't I Be You, Kev plans to write for other musicians. I'd love to do it full time, but at the minute, I'm just going with the flow. It's my dream. If it ends next week, I tried." Keep going, folks. If you got a dream, keep pushing forward. Because this man, he achieved his dream.
That is a feel good story.
Amazing.
But isn't it true? Like,
that is so cool.
Don't quit your day job. But he went and got a job.
He was able to do his
and kept on going.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and the other story in this is, you never know who you're talking to. You don't know
exactly.
You know, you have to be so careful when you're talking to people that you don't know. You just don't know. And I could just tell you this, and y'all got me. See, your stories inspire me. All three of you guys, I'm telling you, the Sunday morning team inspires me, because and I know Bishop Kathy's listening, and he's on the line too. But when God opens up a door for you, you need
That's
to
right.
be there and step through and take advantage of it. Because one thing I've learned, if you don't do what God wants you to do, or take advantage of an opportunity that God gives you, He moves around you, through you,
That's
above
right.
you, under
mm-hmm.
you, and
mm-hmm.
takes it to somebody else. And then you'll be mm-hmm. looking back and thinking, "Man, I should have. Why did I? I should have went. I should have did this. I should have, you know." But God has things for you, and when He puts these people in your place, He's doing it for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's
He's
right.
doing it for you. Y'all got me preaching already.
Yeah.
All
oh,
right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kim. All right, Henrietta Ivy.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. Well, you know, it was just being an amazing last week for me. I accomplished what I set out to do, and that was to give caregivers a day of appreciation, and it went well.
Yes, you did.
Last
and
Saturday.
Let me interrupt you, Henrietta, because you're saying it. Let me say it, because I was there. Minister Smith was there. Missionary Hattie Humphrey was there. My new political strategist, Keisha Melinda Thurman, was there, mm-hmm. and we had a great time, and it was just, you guys would not believe what Henrietta put together for the home care workers and guests. I mean, we had everything that you need. We had food donated. She had sponsors. We had a bounce tent for the kids, a DJ. We were comfortable, had seating, table, everything. Frozen drinks, you know, virgin, let me just say that. Frozen drinks. But, and it was a perfect day at the park. Henrietta, let me just tell you, this was just A1 top class. And then you had the Congresswoman that was there, Dingle,
yep.
And we really had a great time. So
Gretchen's political advisor and Al Williams, which is, you know, he's very well known.
Yes,
in the
I ran into him too.
They all showed up there, and it was just amazing. And let me tell you, the caregivers there were not able to make it because, again, with home care, it's a call of duty thing. You know,
right,
when you're
working.
Planning something, they're working, and they get get ready to get yourself cute to go somewhere. You get a call saying, "Hey, can you come take care?" Or the caregiver's client may call.
But there were some there.
Yeah, there was some that showed up, but the those that didn't show up, they were still honored because at the end of the day, this is the work that they do, and it just goes to prove to the world that when our life is not ordinary, it's not a 9-to-5. We work every single day. And for those of us who are able to have a day to ourselves, I wanted them to have a day that they could sit back and relax. We had the massage table. Again, like I said, we had the music, we had the food, we had the seating, we had the PPE table, we had information tables. It was just a day of appreciating them, and I am so very proud of this workforce. And so for me, it was just like, wow, I actually said I accomplished it. I set out to do it. I accomplished it. And I am more than happy to know that these workers were appreciated. And we are definitely looking forward to 2020 because I've already started getting more sponsors. I was like,
yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And that was a lot of work, too.
I didn't even expect that. I didn't expect it. It was a lot of work. The 2 month time that I put it together, it usually takes a year to put together what I put together in 2 months. But I was determined. And I say this, I was determined to make it a great day for these workers. So I worked timelessly and around the clock, set up late at night, putting it together, researching, looking for the right, you know, just making sure that those donations were put together very well for these workers. Because remind you, all the donations that came, we had donations that came from out of state, from caregivers in other states that donated to make sure the caregivers here had a great day. So it was I'm telling you, when I say my body's still trying to catch up on rest, it's not so much of me being physically tired. It was just a mental thing. And I did not, you know, I put together events before, but this was major for me. And I tell you, anybody who ever put together, Christy probably know, because she just did one for her dad. She's probably done many of those. It drains you. Like, it drains you. Like, you need a good week to recoup mentally just to let your body rest. But the idea behind it was amazing, and I appreciate Mom and all of you guys coming out. I know that, you know, the other team could have came if they could, but at the end of the day, everybody spiritually there and physically there is what made this happen. And
you did a great job, and I'm looking forward to next year. It's going to be bigger and bigger. I think this is going to be one of those things that they're going to look back and like, wow, look at what it is now, and look how we started out, and look at where it is now. I think it's going to get to be a major every year, because that is something that is not being done enough, and that is recognizing home care workers. Great job, Henrietta. Great job.
Thank you so much.
Yes. All right, Evangelist Christy Laster Andrews from Greater Pentecostal.
Christy's back.
Christy likes to say.
Yes. Oh, that's right. Yes.
Hi,
she's back.
Back. Oh, thank you, Henrietta. I feel the love. Congratulations on your event. Michael shared that it was a success last week. He shared on the radio. So congratulations on your event.
Thank you.
Michael, I'm so glad that your test came back negative, so I'm happy that you're feeling better.
Yes, thank you.
We too had a little bit of a scare here. My daughter, same thing, like just congested and all of that. Nose running, sneezing, coughing, tickle in the throat.
Yep. That's what I had.
But her test came back negative. So what we've noticed is that there is something that's going around, like just a little bit of a, maybe a cold or something that's going around, because a couple of my nephews felt the same way, but all of their tests came back negative. So, yeah, it's something going on. And then, Kim, thank you for your feel-good story. She always has the best feel-good stories. And, Michael, you preached to us this morning just saying you never know who's watching you.
There you go.
I'm telling you, you preached to us today. That's that was good, you know, because you don't know who's watching, and then you don't know who's listening. Sometimes we feel like we're behind closed doors and we can say and do whatever, but someone is always paying attention to our life, to our actions. That's why it's important to live a life that's good, that's clean, that's, you know, wonderful, that's positive, that's loving. But anyway, that was my thought for today. I had a quick.
It was something else. Look at that.
I just wanted to acknowledge everything that was said this morning, because it was just really good stuff. I was just thinking about 1 Thessalonians this morning, the 5th chapter. I think it's about the 18th verse, and it just says, "In everything give thanks, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you." And I know that it's not Thanksgiving, but of course that time is coming up rather quickly. But all year we should just be thankful. Sometimes people use so much energy to focus on the negative things. They use so much energy to focus on what isn't right and what could be and what should be and what they think about this, that, and the third. But it's just because sometimes we just need to take a deep breath, step back from whatever situation it is, and just give thanks. We often get an attitude when we give thanks, and it's not the attitude that you automatically think of when you use the word attitude, but it produces an attitude of gratitude when we just start thinking about the good things and being thankful for what we do have. Right now, I have children. They are in school. We did virtual this year, so we're not in the building. But there's COVID cases that are confirmed in the school, just like Kimberly's. But still, God is keeping us, and he is protecting us, and he's covering us. My 20-year-old son tested positive last year, earlier this year, I should say. But God kept him, protected him. And he's still here with me today. So I find the small things, the large things, the in-between things, I am just thankful for being able to be on the show with you this morning, to hear your wonderful voices, to hear your wonderful stories that you have to share. So in everything that I do, I just give thanks. When I get in my car and I'm driving to whatever destination I need to go to, I'm thankful that I have a vehicle to be in. But if there was a time I didn't have a vehicle, but I was thankful that I had feet to walk to get in the car with someone else.
Amen.
Or I had feet to walk to get on the bus. Or whatever it took for me to do whatever I needed to do, I was thankful for it. So just think about your life. No one's life is perfect. May not ever be. But you're still here. You have breath in your body. It's an opportunity to give thanks. So I'm thankful today.
Amen. How inspiring. Thank you, Evangelist Christy Laster. Bishop Kathy, good morning, Bishop. Chaplain, good morning, and how are you this morning, sir? Give us a good word.
God bless you. Thank you. God bless you. God bless missionary. Hattie Humphrey, bless her. God bless all of you that's on here. But I want to say to you, God bless you personally, brother. God bless you deeply personally
for allowing us
an avenue in which to get God's voice out there. But Sister Henrietta, don't you post another picture. You were shaking up the foundation of Facebook. Have I got a witness?
Yeah.
Don't you post another picture, honey.
I know.
But,
But I did like that one that she put on there this week, though. Had that chocolate cup colored outfit and matching her chocolate cover.
I said you're gonna have
to add that to your catalog, you know, so that you can next time you submit that to a modeling firm, you just need to send that one in too. Put that, add that.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
you sound like my son. He said, "Mama, you ever thought about modeling?" I'm like, "Nope."
I'll leave that to these young women. Black women stand up for color. Let me tell you, it's refreshing to see some color out here.
Yeah, and it's good that you said that because black ain't bad as people have made it out to be. And I can prove that to you, man. When you look for strip in the morning, you want a solid black cup of coffee. You hear me? Black ain't all that bad. When you open up your Energizer or your Panasonic batteries, everything in the inside that make that battery work is all black, baby. So black ain't all that bad.
It ain't bad because how come so many people are trying to be black? How come so many people are trying to have color? Mm-hmm. How come so many people are trying to have curves? How come so many other groups are trying to be like black women? Come on now.
My.
They're having surgeries to enhance their bodies to look like black women.
They're looking for it. Yep.
They're in the tanning booth all day.
They're looking to be defined.
Burning up in the tanning booth.
Yeah, they're looking to be defined by the characteristics of another race.
Botox.
That's what they're looking to be doing. Yes, all of that. But yet they say that, you know, we bad. We
black
bad.
Women already
we
have
ain't black bad. Yeah, well
we proved that wrong.
ain't no doubt. In lieu of a word, I deeply appreciate the evangelist coming on. Same being thanks. We must be careful in not thanking God. God is a jealous God.
We must be careful
in what we do and in what we say. We got to always God first. When we're doing some things and do, hey, listen, it was by the grace and the will of God that I was able to get it done. We have to always remember, because there's going to come another time when we're going to put something together and God's going to remember how you handling this time. So I'm glad that she said to be thankful, because we have
remembers.
To be thankful to God. He remembers. He's going to remember that. Yeah, he'll let these things go through for you. And then he said, listen, what did he tell him? He said, if you deny me before men, I'll deny you before the Father. You better give thanks to God anyhow.
You better
give thanks to him through it all. Through your good and your bad. You got to give God thanks, and you got to tell the world, I declare and decree today that it was because of the will of God that I got this thing done, that I made it through this COVID situation, or I got my life right. It was by the will and the grace and the mercy and the tenacity of God for me to get it done. So I thank the evangelist for bringing that being thankful out there, because it's important that not only are we thankful, but we know that we must give God thanks first.
That's
God
right.
bless you.
Yes.
God
oh,
bless
no,
you
said it, Bishop. You know, we also have to be careful when we pray and ask for something. You know, we can pray and ask for something for a few years and we get it. And then we just forget about God, and we put all of our time into that thing, whether it's like a house or a car or whatever, or friends. And then you just put all your time in almost like idol worship, whatever it is that you want. And then all of a sudden that becomes more important than God, and he's the one that gave it to you. He finally gave it to you. He finally allowed you to have it. Then you put all your time and effort. Then you don't have no time for him. They don't even thank him for it.
Yeah.
You get so excited about
it.
And then you don't even thank him for it. And then you spend all your days and nights working on this project, working on this house,
That's right.
forgetting other people. And then, you know, you didn't even think about thanking God, and you don't even spend time with God anymore. So, yes, it's important that you really focus on God and being grateful.
Being grateful.
All right. Man, I tell you, this is good this morning. This is good. Let me let's go to weather, because we haven't had weather yet, and we'll go back to our phone lines. Thank you, Bishop, for adding that this morning.
Bless you.
All right, Kimberly Batchelor Davis, what's the weather like today?
So it is a beautiful morning. It's about 66 degrees currently right now. We're going to get to a high of 80 today. If you are looking to play golf, get to the beach, get some cleaning or yard work done around your home, today is the day to do it, as the bottom falls out the latter part of the week. So today's high will be 80 degrees. We'll have a low of 63. Tomorrow we'll have rain partially in the morning and scattered thunderstorms possibly late in the day. So that high will be 82, and we'll have a low of 68. On Tuesday, more showers and thunderstorms. The temperature high will be 77 degrees. You hear me, guys? We're going lower. We'll have a low of 57. On Wednesday, we will be breezy with more showers. Our high will be 63. Our low will be 51. On Thursday, more showers. Again, it'll be breezy. Another high of 63, a low of 49. On Friday, we will reach a high of 71 with a low of 53. It'll be partly cloudy. And on Saturday, there will be another chance of showers with only a high of 69 degrees and a low of 49. So get out and enjoy today, because the next few days it's going to be raining and it's going to be cool. Ball is here, guys.
Great. Thanks for reminding us and getting us ready. So we better enjoy these few days before the temperature drops a little bit. All right, we're going to go back to the phone lines. But before we do that, I just want to let you know that and thank Joe Longhammer Chevrolet and Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, for their support. You know, Regina is one of the top performing car sales leaders in Metro Detroit for many years. She strikes fear in the minds of her fellow car sales people. From Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet, her number is 248-218-9808. Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer, he's celebrating 25 years as a professional, vigorous fighter for human rights. Not only can he handle personal injury cases, but he also handles guardianships, conservatorships, deceased estates, creation of living wills, power of attorney, and trust. Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. His number is 248-567-9990. Coming up on Saturday, October the 16th, I haven't done a seminar like this since back when I met Minister Smith at one of the first ones that we did called Be the Boss. We've got a new one coming up on Saturday, October 16th, called Breaking Loose Banking and Finance 101. Tickets are $50, and they're available on Eventbrite.com. This is what I'm going to be doing this with Carmen Francis, the host, my co-host at the Come Up Top of Your Game podcast. I want everybody to attend this seminar, and I want it to be something just like before, where you are able to take your goals a little step further. The ultimate goal is to help you take the next step to make whatever you're doing a reality. So if you come to the seminar, if you wanted to open a bank account or something like that, a banking account, savings account, a business account, we will help you get that done. We'll even get your information to the banker so that you would have your account already set up by the time you get to the bank. We'll also connect you with investment firms. We've got two investment firms that will be represented there. You can buy your new car. Of course, Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, will have her information, and you can apply right there at the seminar to buy a car. Fix your credit. We'll enroll you to a credit program right there at the seminar. If you want to apply for a secured credit card, you can do it at the seminar. I'm telling you, we want you to be able to take the next step. So by the time you leave that Saturday morning, it's from 9 to 12 right here at Michigan Ocean in our conference room. We can hold about, I think it's about 70 to 75 people or more in our conference room here at Michigan Ocean. It's going to be right here at Michigan Ocean Strategy Group, Northwestern and Evergreen. If you want to help to get your business registered with the state of Michigan, we'll help you do that. If you have any, if you are looking for a house, we'll help you do that. So all of that, it's called Breaking Loose Banking and Finance. And of course, it is sponsored by RAM Insurance and Financial Services. And if you'd like more information, call me at 248-516-8300. But tickets are available at eventbrite.com. We're going to focus, get this, guys, on credit, banking, mortgages and real estate, and money and marriage. Look, me and Carmen did a podcast on money and marriage, and by the time we did the headline, we were already disagreeing, already a minute into the podcast. Money and marriage, let me tell you, if you don't have those things together when you get married, you better hold on to your britches, because it's going to be a bumpy ride if you cannot get your finances together when you're married. So money,
you know,
and marriage.
My daughter would love that podcast. And I tell you, she needs to hear that one. She would listen.
Uh-huh.
She is on her head about, because she's all about everything you just mentioned when it comes to
uh-huh.
marriage. You know, you make your finances in
yeah.
order. Everything. She is a stickler about that.
Yeah. Because
she does not think about her finances at
yep,
all.
Every dollar you spend, somebody's going to have to pay. As a married couple, it's going to have to come from somewhere, one or the other,
yep.
or both of you. So you
right.
got to, you better
mm-hmm.
have a plan and work it out.
That's
so
true. Yeah,
like
it
that song,
cause,
walk
it
out,
cause
work it out.
Like it could really cause problems.
Oh yeah,
in a marriage.
Oh.
You like
know,
literally.
I I've been married for 33 years, and I can tell you right now, people come up to me and say,
wow,
what messed up their marriage? And I'll tell them, oh, that happened to me back in whatever year. It's about, can you survive those things? And if you have
mm-hmm.
money problems, you better talk about it and work it out, you know,
mm-hmm.
or else it's going to
mm-hmm.
bring you down. I know many marriages. I think that
mm-hmm.
that and cheating, those two
mm-hmm.
are
yes.
the major reasons why marriages fail.
Mm-hmm.
So it's very critical. All right. Let's go to our phone lines. Minister Randall Smith, good morning, sir. How are you on this great day?
I'm good. I'm listening that you caused the argument. I mean, I'm sorry.
Well, let me tell you, when me and Carmen started the podcast, and hopefully, you know, when I get a chance today, I'm going to send it to you guys. But when I was listening, when we were doing the podcast, a few minutes into the podcast, we were already disagreeing on things, and it didn't really get much better. We were professional about it, but we just had two different ideas. But I think that's typical. It's typical of what happens right now. There are, and that's not the only thing that you're going to have to deal with. You're going to have to deal with other people around, you know, friends, people who are too friendly, and that goes for both. That
yeah.
goes for the male and female, okay? So it's not one-sided, because people can have friends now. And like we were saying, now that people have their own computers and passwords where the spouse can't get into your computer.
That's
people
not
have,
a good deal. That's not
people
good
have self. People have cell phones where you have their own individual passwords. People have their own bank accounts. So there's a different type of marriage out here right now. It's not the way our parents and grandparents are. This is different. Go ahead, Minister.
This is why. This is why. And good morning, my favorite team, my sisters.
Good morning.
The Lord spoke to my heart last night and said, because I was talking about October 31st will be the launching service.
Yes.
And the spirit, the angel told me, said, people are dying. People need you. And so next Sunday will be our first service.
Oh.
Amen.
Oh, wow.
Right.
Well, congratulations.
I was, no. I didn't want it. And I was like,
oh.
Lord, I don't want this. He said, but it's not about you. He said, if you obey me, the prophet had been telling me, your yes, your family depends on it. Whether you say yes, if you don't say yes, your family could go under. If you do say yes, everything you ask God for will begin to turn around immediately. So I said, okay, Lord. I said, so what are you telling me? He said, simply this. Don't wait till October. Go in next Sunday. I was like, really? So what I'm trying to say is, even including, I said, Lord, you know what? Brent, the prophet said, you can speak a thing to existence and the world come to pass. I said, bring my wife to the church, because here's the thing. I want her to hear it, because the Lord has did a new thing. He said, in this season, this is what I want you to do, A, B, C, D, E, F, and G. She will be at my church. People will know who she, there is my wife. Right? In the bank account, we will have an account. She can have access. See, before I was toxic, and I need everyone to hear this, I was not well physically, mentally, or spiritually. But the Lord had to break this apart to fix it.
Wow.
Man, it's tight out here now, brother. And I was supposed to go downtown to the service, but the Lord just didn't let it happen just so I could hear him tell me next Sunday.
Wow.
Now, also in that thing, October, I'm going to be all up in there. We got to have, just so you ladies know, we're going to do a live broadcast from the church.
Okay. Awesome. Excellent. Well, you know, I appreciate you, Minister, for coming in and being so honest with us this morning. That's a lot to say. You know, you can talk about you being, you know, selected to pastor a church. You can talk about all the good things. But then you also made this a personal testimony this morning to say that you haven't been the best. And it's hard for people to say that. It's hard for people to admit that. But I think once you say it and get it off your chest, that relief, and God brings that relief and makes you feel better about things, and then you can move on. I could see why Evangelist Christy Laster, I could see why when people have issues, when you can just admit and go to God and say, yep, you know what, God, I did it. I made a bad decision. I did that, and I apologize, and I'm asking you to forgive me. And once you lift that burden off, then God comes in and tries to restore you. Let me let one of these preachers talk. Let me step back.
Whatever. You're
doing good,
late.
Preacher.
You're
doing good.
Out there. Talk to him, Kevin. It's a little late. You can't run from that one, my brother. Anyway, I'm trying to. See, I tried to run, and I said, Lord, I'm going to do what I want. He said, next Sunday. Then I met a young brother in the laundromat. And he said, everything that you said was on point. I said, wait a minute, what just happened here? And my neighbor, he said, bro, that's your calling. I said, man, don't speak to me right now. The Lord told me, you obey me next. Now, Tuesday, this coming Tuesday, the young lady already sent me stuff for Bible study. The Lord said, next Sunday, and I'm going to show you who I am.
Amen.
I said, really? I said, really?
Wow.
Well, Minister, you are inspiring me again this morning, just like Bishop Kathy. Just all of you all have been inspiring me this morning. But let me tell you, nobody is an expert at running more than me, because I told you, I, my parents are both ordained ministers in the Salvation Army. Of course, they're retired now. So I had an opportunity to be a Salvation Army officer. I had every opportunity in the world, and I passed it up I passed it up because I said, you know what? They work too hard. It's too much of a sacrifice. All they're doing, they're working, helping people 24/7. I'm like, they can't even sleep all the way through the night. They get a call from somebody or somewhere, or the Salvation Army headquarters. And I said, I can't, I'm going to do something. I'm going to go get me a nice bank job at the bank. And so I went working at the bank, and after a few years, it came in the bank one day and said, you need to meet this lady. She's one of these top church lady in town, and she's on the radio. Her name is Missionary Hattie Humphrey. And when they did that, that was just God right there, you know.
That's right.
I ran from church and the ministry and pastors. I ran from all that. And then I got hooked up with the top church lady in town on the praise station, going to more churches than I did when I was at home with my parents. And so all that running, God turned it around, and I was running two churches now more than anything. Mm-hmm. So I tried to run. You can't outrun God. I tell you that. I learned. I stopped running.
You figured that out, huh?
Uh-huh. I figured it out. It don't even make no sense.
That part.
I tell you, man. But thank you, Minister Smith, for sharing that. I know we just got a few minutes left. Let me take a little station break. When we come back, let's wrap things up right back after these messages.
And now a message from jazz poet Michael Van Tool.
Hi, my name is Michael Van Tool. Let's talk for a minute. I believe in Detroit. I spent 32 years as your neighborhood banker. But now I form Michigan Ocean Strategy Group to bring three affordable business services directly to you. Number one, radio advertising and production services. Number two, customized business services and workshops. And number three, political and public relations. So call me and share your vision. My office number is 248-516-8300. But look, I can't do any of this business stuff without shining a light on our community. It's who I am. It's a part of me. There are people who desperately need our help. And there are people who work hard every day. And there are volunteers who provide resources and opportunities to those in need. You see, I believe in our community. I believe in you. And we can believe in each other. We are one. One community, one neighborhood, one city. Let's live and work together. My name is Michael Van Tool. We are all one Detroit.
If you would like to share your vision for Detroit with Michael Van Tool, call 248-516-8300.
No matter what we do, we are one.
You've waited long enough. You deserve this chance. Now is the time to get the royal treatment from Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Purchase your new car or truck at her new home, Joe Longhammer Chevrolet in Waterford.
Hi, this is Regina, the Queen of Car Loans. Let me worry about your credit and down payment. Together we'll find a way. That's my job. I want you in the driver's seat. So let's look at your trade-in, your monthly payment, and do a credit review. Let's take advantage of Joe Longhammer's wide selection of cars and trucks so I can put you in a car today. It's okay to call me right now. 248-218-9808. Even though I'm the queen, I answer my own phone.
Hurry to the new home of Regina, the Queen of Car Loans, Joe Lunghammer Chevrolet in Waterford, or call the Queen's helpline at 248-218-9808. Chevrolet, find new roads. And now, back to the Michael Van Tool Show, sponsored by the Law Office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the Warrior Lawyer. Call today, 248-567-9990. And now, Michael Van Tool.
All right, we're back. We've got a few more minutes. If you would like your company to join the list of companies supporting the Michael Van Tool Show, and Community Highlights with Missionary Humphrey, and be in the driver's seat with Regina, the Queen of Carlones. Call this number, 248-516-8300. Our rates are affordable and effective. Optimal IT Solutions, this is who I call when I need my desktop computer repaired or laptops or and any other electronic equipment. Optimal IT Solutions, 248-796-2429. Franklin Wright Settlements. For over 140 years, Franklin Wright has benefited from the services of thousands of volunteers and thousands of donors, corporate and individual. If you'd like to support Franklin Wright, call 313-579-1000, 313-579-1000, and with led by President and CEO Monique Marks. All right, let's wrap it up, guys. It's been very inspiring. Minister Smith, thank you for sharing your personal story this morning. Very impactful. Evangelist Christy Laster, what's going over on at Pentecostal today?
Well, service begins at 11 a.m. And the Lord has really been moved since we have transitioned from our senior pastor being Bishop Charles M. Laster over to Charles M. Laster II. Things have been happening. Every Sunday we're growing. People are joining the ministry. So we're just having a great time over at Grand Pentecostal Temple Church. And I am preparing myself now. When we end this call, that's where I'm headed, 15932 East Warren.
Great. Thank you so much. Kimberly Batchelor, Davis, what's going on this week?
So
besides school
week,
and kids.
Well, besides school and kids podcast, I am working on a few different projects, a new book, and we've got a show coming up this week where we're going to be talking to one of our fitness experts and talking about getting back into routines, especially in the fall. But I want to leave us with this scripture, Ephesians 2:10. Instead, we are God's accomplishment, created in Christ Jesus to do good things. God planned for these good things to be the way that we live our lives. Michael, you cannot run from the Lord.
Wow.
You cannot run from the Lord. The Holy Spirit, I'm obedient. The Holy Spirit was like, you going to read the scripture? I was like, yes, sir, I absolutely will. So I'm just telling you, you cannot run from the Lord. What God has for you is for you. And he, remember, Jonah ended up in the belly of the whale because he wouldn't listen. He couldn't get away from God and he couldn't hide. Amen. He had to do what he had to do. So I'm just saying, continue to walk in purpose. Henrietta, congratulations. You do amazing work. Thank you for being who you are. And Christy, thank you for being who you are. We are all authentically walking in our purpose.
You need a love offering right there.
Thank you so much.
Very well said. Henrietta?
You know, just everyone have an amazing Sunday. Keep God in everything that you do, everywhere that you go. You know, Mother Missionary speaks about that every time she closes out with us. Take God everywhere you go, and I promise you everything will be all right.
Okay, that sounds just like Missionary Humphrey. I could tell you are one of her daughters. That was right on time. That's exactly what she would say. All right.
You can't run no more, can you?
Yeah. No. This has been a very inspiring morning. I love our conversations on Sunday mornings. They're so edifying and straightening, and I appreciate you guys. Thank you. God bless you. Have a great week this week.
God bless.
Have a great week.
Give me a call when you get off the line.
Absolutely, sir. All right. Have a great day.
Love you all. Bye-bye.
Love you, too. I'm on some family on this one.
My brother. I once was lost, but now I'm found. I once was blind, but now I see. He could have let me go astray. Thank God for His amazing grace.
It was amazing.
It was amazing. Simply amazing. Amazing grace. It was amazing. So very amazing. That I know about it. It was amazing.
It was amazing.
Oh,
very amazing.
So very amazing.
Amazing.
It was amazing.
It was amazing.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
Talking about your amazing
grace.
The Michael Van Tool Show, brought to you in part by Michigan Ocean Strategy Group. Build your customer base now. And the law office of J.L. Hawkins and attorney Johnny Hawkins, the warrior lawyer. Call Johnny Hawkins, the personal injury expert, today at 248-567-9990. Thank you for listening.
Everything is gonna be all right.